Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I just announced we'll be at the Tony V's Before the Unwrapped show.
Armageddon.
Up there at Angel of the Winds Arena. That's exactly right. Tony V's, a couple blocks away from the arena.
Super close, yes.
We're going to do our show live from 2 until 6. No cover, open to the public. 21 and older, please.
Yeah, obviously.
Or you will not be allowed in. We'll have some special guests stopping by for the broadcast. Mm-hmm. And we invite you to join us. You're going to be a part of the entire live broadcast.
Yeah, you are the broadcast so that day. By the way, Miles, you'll appreciate this. There's a Brooklyn Brothers Pizza very
close. Street, yeah. From the arena.
Uh-huh.
That place is awesome.
I know.
They have one in Mukilteo as well, yeah.
Just
stop
saying.
By and get a piece of pie on your way out of there, you know. Make sure you're doing okay before you head home.
You might want to do it before you go to the bar.
Either way, you know what I mean? Either get some food at Tony V's, one of the restaurants that are nearby, or stop in there and do
all
that.
Right, eat.
Brooklyn Brothers is great. Our question, what was your best or worst interaction with an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm glad you had a break before the last caller because it was nowhere near a life experience. But so here's what happened. I have some evergreens in my front yard. Crows love to nest in them and never really bothered us. Well, a baby crow fell out of one of the nests and just was left there to die, I guess, because none of the other birds were really doing anything about it. It was too small to fly. So, me being me, I kind of just nurtured it. Every morning, I'd go out there and feed it, give it some water. And the mama papa crows, like I said, weren't doing anything about it. I don't think they retrieve them. If the baby bird can't get back up to the nest, they just let it go. A couple weeks go by, and now the bird's getting a little bit bigger and trying to flap his wings and whatnot. So I'm out in the front yard throwing him up in the air, trying to teach him how to fly, feeding the darn thing. Well, nobody knew that this was going on except my wife. My brother winds up coming over, and this bird is so comfortable with me now, I can put him on my shoulder, and he just sits there. And my brother comes over. I walk up to the front of his vehicle, his window, and he thinks I'm got this fake pirate plastic bird on my shoulder. And he rolls the window down. And the bird goes flying into his van, realizing it's a real bird, freaks the bird out. And, you know, the life-threatening part is he could have pecked our eyes out or I don't know. But it was a pretty cool experience.
Well,
with the wild,
how long long are you and the squirrel buddies? Because they say a crow can carry like a 17-year grudge, right? So I would think if you've been sweet to this thing.
Thank you for asking that because this crow, it's been about 14 years. And this crow, I believe it's the same crow. I mean, it didn't have any distinct markings. But comes to the same telephone pole on the corner of the street. I live on a
on a corner lot. Comes to that pole, the trees have been cut for, I don't know, eight, nine years now, and I think it's the same crow. I mean, I feed it. It hangs out, doesn't fly away, doesn't caw when I'm out there. So I think it's the same one.
It's got to be.
I bet it is. Yeah, if it's not, I can, because they're yeah. Like I said, whether it's a grudge or their loyalty, that is what they are known for.
Right. And I'm surprised you didn't get a dive bomb by the parents while you're doing
this. I did some research, and that's what I found out. If a baby crow falls out, they don't retrieve it. They either find a way back to the nest or they just forget about it.
You know, that's what happened to my first 9 kids. You know, they were infants. Just put them on the sidewalk and said, brother, if you can't crawl back to that front door, I ain't having you. So.
I kind of respect the crows.
Good one. Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. You have a great evening.
Hey, you too.
Right
thank
on,
you.
Man.
If that baby's so dumb it falls out of the nest, he's on his own.
You know that's a long conversation between mom and dad, though. Mom's saying, but Henry, we should go take, he's our baby. And they're like, no, Gladys, I'm telling you, if he's too stupid to get back to the nest, we're not doing it. My friends will make fun of me.
What was your best or worst interaction with an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
It's a little bit like letting your kid touch a hot stove.
I let my son do that once, and like I told him not to. Right. I was cooking. He's standing beside me, and I can't remember what he asked me, but he wanted to touch it. And I said, dude, do not touch that. It is hot. And I'll say this till the day I die. You cannot explain what hot is if someone has not had the experience, right? There's no way to explain it. You can say it hurts, whatever. So kids do not understand peripheral vision. We understand that. So I'm facing my pan again, and I see his little hand creeping up, one finger out. I see it touch the red coil. I see his hand just shoot back, and now he's holding it with his other hand. And so I just calmly looked at him, and I said, okay, now do you know what hot is now? And he's fighting back the tears. He just shook his little head yes. Not an issue again. But I'm like, look, now you know, ma'am. I told you, but there's no way to figure it out until you do it, and you did it, and I let you, and now you know. Yeah.
Yeah, same never as spicy. Knew.
None of it was spicy.
I see the kid, right? They were like, I don't know, 7.
All right.
I like spicy. I don't think you do, kid. Yeah. I do. Okay. try the whatever. It was like a group of people.
Sure.
So people were eating something that obviously this kid thought looked good.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're like, it's spicy. And they were like, no, I like spicy. Like, I don't think you do. I like it.
Okay.
Try it. It's so hot. Mm. I don't think I like spicy. Like, yeah.
Yep, now we know. Moving on.
You're really going to hate it tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Good evening, fellas.
Hola.
How's it going?
Doing great, ma'am.
Good, good. Now, you know, when you're a kid, you remember certain things, you know, when you're 5, 6 years old. So I was raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma by the Tulsa International Airport. In our neighborhood, the older kids watched the younger kids. So a group of guys that had been drafted and get ready to go to Vietnam said, come on, boys. So grab my brother, myself, and a couple other kids, and off we go. You know, kids that are just graduating high school. So we go to the other side of Tulsa International Airport to the pick farm. And lo and behold, this kid named Pat Kennedy decides to jump on a pig, and lo and behold, as it's running down the fence line, there's a foot-long galvanized nail that is bent. We didn't see it. The older guys didn't see it. Pat Kennedy's arm went up to it, and he stuck to the fence.
Oh, oh, damn.
You are 5 and 6 years old, and the scream that he let up, one of the older kids, Robert, went over, grabbed my brother's shirt, ripped it off of him, wrapped it around Pat's arm, and then next thing you know, it's like, holy moly. And I mean, these pigs were big. And that's the darndest thing that I'd ever seen in my life, getting on a pig and then sticking to a fence. You can't predict.
I mean, when you say it like that.
Well, you did predicate it with Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever jump on a pig yourself?
I did not, but I tried to jump on a cow, and that gun thing, it flipped me. When I was older with my cousins down by Texas, they all had a big ranch and horse farm, cow farm, bull farm. They were bull riders. So I got on one, and I lasted 3 seconds, and I said, oh, that's not for me.
Oh, yeah. That's not good to be impaled.
God.
Did you read that story about that guy who was trimming a palm tree?
No.
Don't read it. It's horrible.
What happens? Is he climbing up in the palm tree?
He's in the palm tree.
All right.
The wind is blowing a little bit.
Okay.
He's like shaving the bottom stuff off, cleaning it up a little bit, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what happens. I don't know if a gust of wind comes up, but he falls. All right. Now, below this palm tree line is a wrought iron steel fence
that's
10 feet high.
Into the neck?
They had to basically figure out a crane to pick him off of that thing.
Did he survive?
No.
Oh.
No, this was in California. They had to pick him up. They had to pull him off of it.
All right.
But apparently he was hanging there for, like the 2 or 3 hours it took to figure out how to get him off the fence.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, like Vlad the Impaler crab.
Yeah. did it go all the way through?
Oh, yeah.
So he, like,
he's
slid.
He's hanging there.
God.
And I'm like, oh, my, I'm reading this. Like, oh, my God. It was a landscaper. It's like, Jesus Christ. What was your best or worst interaction with an animal? 206-803-ROCK.
That is rough, man.
I mean, that's terrible, but, like, I guess it could happen.
Well, obviously it can because it did. I would tell you, prune your own palm trees. That would be my
rule. Or use a bucket, something.
Well, I mean, they hired him.
They did. That's why if I'm him, like, I don't do palm trees.
I can do it. Okay.
Hello, Mick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, liquor and my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Liquor and whores.
So, years ago, I was a bus driver, city transit down in Oregon, and one of the number one rules for that they gave us was we're not supposed to get involved in any kind of physical altercations on or off the bus. We're supposed to call management or call the cops.
All right.
So, I'm driving the bus, my normal route, and I come up to this bus stop, busiest bus stop in town, or at least for this route, and this cop is in a parking lot, and, I mean, she's just getting her ass beat by this suspect, just beating on her. So I hop on the radio. I'm trying to call in. Nobody's answering, so I can't call in. I'm like, well, I'm not supposed to jump in. I'll get fired. I just said, you know what? F it. I'm going to go help her out. So I go, and I jump on top of this suspect. I'm trying to help this cop from getting her ass beat, and all of a sudden I feel this really sharp pain in my leg, and I start getting drug across the parking lot like something you'd see in a horror movie where somebody gets drug under the bed.
Yeah.
I turn around. It's a damn police dog. He's got my leg, and he's yanking me across the parking lot, and I had no idea what was going on. I was trying to help this gal. She knew I was trying to help her. I announced it, but come to find out, they got a little button on their person that can open the door of their car for the dog to come out if they're in trouble. She couldn't reach it because she was getting pummeled. Well, somehow that button got bumped while I was helping her. Dog came after me instead of suspect. I got drug across the yard. 13 stitches later, I got a nice scar on my leg from it.
How did someone come to her to her aid at all?
So a bunch of cops showed up a minute later to help her out. But at the time, I mean, she was so involved with this suspect. frankly, the suspect was winning. But she couldn't get to her radio. She couldn't get to the button on her belt. Like, she told me about it after it was all said and done when I was in the ambulance. And she's like, hey, I'm really sorry about that. That's Cujo. You know, he does what he's supposed to do.
And of course, it's Cujo.
So everybody who's on the bus, and you said it's the busiest stop, is watching their bus driver getting drugged across the parking lot by a dog.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure if you search hard enough, it's on YouTube somewhere. But yeah, I had a couple
What city was this
people
in?
People crying. What was that?
Where were you at?
It was down in Oregon, Salem, Oregon.
All right. Okay.
Damn.
Well, at least they have an In-N-Out burger.
I'm gonna Google Salem bus driver.
I mean, it's not funny, but goddamn, I want to see that.
Well, and there he goes.
Those dogs don't know the difference. Button gets hit, she sees somebody over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.